I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The buzz around QC Hive is growing stronger as the group expands its charitable reach. In response to the coronavirus, which has closed most businesses and put people out of work, Donovan Gustafson of Davenport launched the Facebook group QC Hive on March 23rd. Originally intended to pick a local musician or business to help each day, asking people to donate at least $1 and share the post. The group has since grown to 6,353 members and extended its reach to serve not only small business owners and musicians, but everyone from DJs and sound engineers to hairstylists, other artists, bartenders, and people who work with kids. During its first 52 days, QC Hive raised over $31,000, or more than $600 per recipient. Gustafson is a full-time musician, a bassist in the QC band Funktastic Five, assistant music director at Davenport St. Paul Lutheran Church, and adjunct music teacher at Blackhawk College, offering private piano, guitar, and bass lessons. He gets 50 nominations every couple of days, so he wanted to help more people, because everyone is hurting financially.
We're going to be expanding or just casting a wider net for our nominees going in the future. I have enough nominees to go throughout the rest of the calendar year easily already.
Overall, Gustafson has been impressed that even recipients who get a small amount are very gracious and grateful to see complete strangers giving, and the struggling people who get donations occasionally will give to others.
And I think it's a testament to just a lot of the goodwill that people in this area have for each other. It's fantastic.
Amy Ford, a Moline-based visual artist, tattoo artist, and former children's art instructor, is one who's both grateful and giving.
It's been crazy. Some people donated quite a bit. And, you know, it was very humbling to realize how kind people can be, you know, because I have been a waitress. That's all I ever did. I was a waitress, and then I was an artist. I feel like people that get charity also give charity. So I just don't know how you couldn't. You know, I mean, a dollar speaks so much.
Sarah Bartow, a friend of Gustafson's, was not only put out of work as a bartender with the March closing of the new Off Point Pub in Davenport. She was diagnosed March 13th with stage 4 colon cancer. The donations from QC Hive were especially meaningful and welcome.
It's such a great way for even people who don't have a lot of money to help people. You know, even if it's just a dollar a day, I feel like everybody can afford that to support, you know, people in our own community. These are people that we know and that we go see on the weekends play live or we visit their establishment.
Though her husband is working from home for his John Deere IT job, they have 3 kids and some big out-of-pocket costs for her cancer treatment. Though Gustafson teaches piano to one of her boys, Bartow initially didn't think she deserved the help from QC Hive.
Oh, I'm just a bartender. You know, some of these people are just amazing business owners and musicians. And I was like, I'm not sure. But he's like, oh, no, you know, so many people know you. They love you. They want to help out and do what they can. So I was like, you know, okay, that's fine.
To celebrate the Hive's 50th day, Gustafson showcased artists in Nashville who were originally from the Quad Cities in a live stream concert where people could donate. His brother Will is a professional guitar player in Nashville, and QC Hive plans to feature more local musicians doing similar live streams. I'm Herb Trix.